Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brett better keep it moving.
So for keep it moving, I put 2 minutes on the clock. I know life is busy, and I read some headlines, and Hannah either tells me which ones you need to hear details on and which ones you can just say, skip, keep it moving. Like wife says, I wish my husband cheated on me instead of doing this. Want to know what it was?
Oh my gosh, what?
She left him alone for 3 weeks, and he created such a mess. She goes, I'd rather you cheated. Because she's like...
Like what, sack the dishes up?
She said she returned home to complete chaos. He tried to grill indoors using baking sheets and lighter fluid. He lived off of half a dozen burritos, ditched dishes in the name of minimalism, wore the same shorts until they hardened, and spent hours shirtless playing a recorder because Mozart slaps, baby. She's like, he was a complete... an utter mess.
Sounds like he had a manic episode.
Yeah, she's like, this is the worst thing to come home to. I'm never leaving you alone for 3 weeks.
You just leave him, period.
Like, yeah, I'd be so mad.
Exactly. Transition to penguin prostitution.
Oh.
Humans aren't the only animals that engage in prostitution. Penguins actually do this.
What?
Female penguins have sex in exchange for pebbles to build nests.
Wow. I learned something new today.
There you go. Don't say you don't learn stuff from the Brett Mega Show.
Right. Education at its finest.
Yeah. Jelly Roll's pep talk goes viral at Suns Flag football game.
Of course it did. Keep it moving.
All right.
Anything Jelly Roll is going to be...
Dude is one of the most inspirational.
Pat on the back. Let's go, team.
TikTok dad reveals reality of texting with teenagers.
Oh, boy.
So a dad of two has a 17-year-old and 21-year-old, and he actually is really popular on TikTok, and his latest one has gone extremely viral because he just talks about, this is how some of the text messages I've gotten from my teenagers. How do you know it's someone's birthday before social media? Like, how did you even know? I have two games next week. Both are in the same place. TBD. Do you know what TBD is?
To be determined.
Okay, good. Yeah. So they don't. It can't be a to be determined. The place is to be determined.
I'm thinking the time.
Oh, yeah.
That made more sense to me.
Do you ever like space out then realize you're driving?
I say that all the time.
All the time.
Oh, God. I got scheduled for an 8-hour shift. Is that even legal?
I love that one.
That's bad.
I need to frame that quote in the studio.
And then the last one is, if the school nurse calls, just go with it.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic.
Oh, I actually want to do one more. Please don't come to graduation. There won't be any other parents there. That is a very teenager thing to say.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We just entered fall. I know football's been back and it feels like...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like fall, we had the PSLs and stuff, but we actually just turned into fall just the other day. And so now that fall is officially here, can the Halloween decorations get busted out? And how do we feel about those huge, giant skeletons and gory things? Are we okay with it? 855-444-MEGA. Are you okay with over-the-top Halloween decorations being put out, especially now when we're in September? 855-444-6342. Kevin had seen these huge skeleton decorations already up in his neighborhood.
Yeah, and in fact, they were actually up a couple of weeks ago, which was like, hey.
Weeks ago?
Back off. Yeah, really? It's a little early, but now, okay, it makes sense. It's that time. But these are becoming more and more gory. And I'm like, okay. We've got a neighbor who's got a blow-up skeleton that's adorable. It's really cute, and they put it up at night, and it's fine. That's great. And there's a couple other neighbors that got the lights on their house and the cobwebs and things like that that are fun for little kids. But then there are a couple of neighbors that take it scary and take it really to the point of, I'm scared driving by your house in the middle of the day. It's not even Halloween. I can't imagine trick-or-treaters wanting to go to this house, but it's like these grotesque warlocks and bats everywhere, giant spiders. Then they've got these 30-foot skeletons that are like, yeah, I really want to, you know, drive in this neighborhood. It's like, wait, we've got a theme, Terror Acres, down the roadway that does the same thing. But that's their deal, and they're charging admission for this. This is a neighborhood. It's a little over the top and a little more than I think it should be. But what do you do? How do you say, hey, can you tone it down? Can you make it more kid-friendly?
Kevin,
I don't know.
I love you so much, but I couldn't disagree with you more.
You think he's being soft?
I think you're being an old man.
Really? Old man?
I probably
I said soft. You said old man.
I mean, I think people need to bring back tradition, bring back Halloween. Halloween is supposed to be scary. Halloween is not made specifically for little itty-bitty kids. It's about, you know, being spooked out.
Is that true? Because like, I feel like you can't go trick-or-treating after you're old.
People like, don't even trick-or-treat anymore. They do the dumb trunk-or-treats, and it makes me so mad. I remember being a little kid and going trick-or-treating and being like,
but you just said the Halloween's not for little kids.
But I knew which houses were scary and not were the ones, you know, I'd like grab my mom's hand, but it was still, I was scared, but it was still fun. Like, it felt like Halloween. Halloween isn't supposed to feel like cuddly and cute. It's supposed to be...
I don't know. I grew up with a cuddly and cute Halloween, so I'm kind of leaning more toward Kev.
So I
bring back the thrill.
I hate anything that tells me anything what to do. You can't put up this or do this. So I would normally agree with, you know, kind of Hannah on this, but now that I have kids and I do see like the fear in kids and I'm more aware of how to parent through those situations, and I do think, okay, if I'm a parent, I just have to explain to my kids that like sometimes the world has darkness and scary stuff and we'll avoid the houses if we want. Here's my problem with it. It's easy to avoid it. Like if there's a house that's gory, we'll skip it.
Don't go.
Yeah, we'll skip it, right? But when it's over a month, like, and it's public and it's like, that's how you get off your street. Like, it is different. So it's like one thing if like, hey, this is one night only, someone decks out their house and it's gory and we know that we can, like the parents kind of see it up and coming. Cool. We'll avoid it. We'll parent through the situation. It's 6 weeks of my life. I have to find an alternative route to get home.
Who is like, scared that's crazy. Of Lewis the 12-foot skeleton from Walmart or Lowe's?
I know the three-year-olds.
You have one, A.B.
Three-year-olds
we do, but that's the only decoration we put up for Halloween. We just have the big, you know, my parents have the big 12-foot skeleton, and then they change the outside lights to be orange. So we're not, like, scaring these kids.
My thought process is, if you're going to go gory, fine. You have your right to go gory, but it's for one night only. You can't put up your gory decorations for 6 weeks. So Kevin's dog, Lily's getting scared can't even walk, do his walk. That's not fair.
No, you live in a neighborhood. Everybody needs to grow up.
Okay.
Oh. Bring back the gore.
855-444-6342. Do you agree with Hannah that, hey, like, it's your house, you can decorate it with whatever you want, bring it back, that's how Halloween works? Or are you like Kevin, who are like, hey, I'm just not down with these giant skeletons being up for 6 weeks and they're freaky. 855-444-6342. Kevin was just on this lovely walk. His wife, his dog, Lily, looks over and boom, big ass skeleton. Is those big skeletons, those gory decorations, now that it's officially fall coming out, is it too soon for Halloween decorations? Is it too soon for gory decorations? 855-444-MEGA. Kevin, you're not down. You're like, fine, put out your you want to go to Halloween, start moving to Halloween, but keep the gore away from me.
Yeah, I'm kind of that guy, and I guess it's the old man in me. And
no,
I would agree
Kevin,
with
I don't
that.
Think it's an old man. Don't let Hannah intimidate
Hannah
you.
Hannah really attacked
me. Yeah, yes, Hannah attacked this man.
I flame through you.
But I just kind of feel like it's a little over the top and too much. I understand that for Halloween night or the week of Halloween.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like, it just turned fall. I'm just slowly getting my pumpkins out. I don't mind the cutesy stuff, but man, when you've got like these, you know, werewolves with fangs
and
blood.
What's the difference of one day versus a month?
Because
you're
it's
gonna be,
public.
Your kids are going to be scared regardless whether they see it one time or 10 times.
No.
At least they'll get some immunity to it.
No, they'll be scared 10 more times.
To be reminded of it. To see, like, look out the window and see it every night before you go to bed.
And on top of this, Halloween is no longer a thing, guys. It is fall.
I hate that.
We were just watching it on the Today Show. There's these people that come and decorate your porches fall style.
Yeah.
They put like pumpkins up and haystacks. People don't even decorate for Halloween. They decorate for fall. Fall is the new holiday.
Yeah, like my apartment's only filled with cute little pumpkins and stuff.
It's
nothing gory
decor.
Is in there.
Well, you live by yourself. I'd be concerned if you had werewolves in your apartment.
But people's skeletons are out. They're no longer cool. Brooklyn Tom, how do you feel about the big skeletons being out?
I think you guys are all wrong, man. Listen, I've been decorating since Labor Day. One thing comes out every day.
Okay.
I'm completely decorated. I'm old. So, Kevin, I'm insulted, man.
I'm with you. I'm the youngest person on this show, and I will ride or die with a scary spider.
Yeah.
And listen, so the buttons that say try me in the store, I leave them all on everything, and the kids love it. They look forward to coming by. It's on all day.
All right.
It's Halloween.
Halloween.
Hannah, what are people texting?
Teacher Tori texted in and said, number one, kids do still trick-or-treat. You just got to find the right place. I live in a neighborhood that I see 1,000 kids, and that's not an exaggeration every year. It is okay to put up your decorations early because that is the spirit of Halloween. I personally use that time to talk to my kid about how it's not real, and it gives us more time to have those conversations.
I agree. I'm down with having those conversations. It's just I don't want to do it for 7 straight weeks.
Yeah.
Bring them out!
I'd rather decorate for Halloween with my like hay barrels and pumpkins and, you know, corn stalks, things like that.
Corn starch.
Yeah, corn starch. Thank you so much for rocking with the Brett Mega Show. We appreciate you. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Taylor Swift is a really busy girl, but she just recently had to be in court. I'll tell you why next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Taylor Swift just has it all. She's the girl. No arguing. She's the biggest star of this generation, maybe even ever, which unfortunately can also come with negatives as well, like having a stalker. And I've talked to you guys before about Brian Wagner. It's her stalker who has been known to, like, religiously show up at her house. He claims and, like, swears up and down that she has a baby with him. Like, very, very scary stuff. Well, now a judge has granted Taylor a full 5-year restraining order against Brian, which is going to prevent him from coming at least 100 yards near her, her home, her place of work, her car, or contacting her at all, whether it be like in person or online. He cannot contact her no matter what. He also is banned from like getting any sort of weapon as well within this 5-year span. And I must say that for a restraining order, for someone to like a judge to grant it for 5 years, that's a really long time.
Yeah.
For usually they're like a year or two at max. So for a judge to grant it 5 years really shows the severity of the stalker, and like the court was not messing around with this. Like they see Brian Wagner as an actual threat to do it for 5 years.
Well, we know that she's felt more threatened than ever before, whether it's the assassination of Charlie Kirk or it's with this Brian Wagner or whatever it is. But even the way she enters Chiefs games, where she's at sitting in Chiefs games has all altered within the last like couple of weeks. Like, right, we've seen a different version of Taylor, who's been so public and open to all of us, enter in through like barricaded, bulletproof folding doors to go see her man play football. Like, it's just a different Taylor I've seen. So whatever fear that she has definitely been heightened over the last couple of weeks.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
See if you can figure out the Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. Over the past 20 years, we've consumed 25% less of...
I hate to say this, and I'm not a part of this percentage, I believe. I'm going to say local television.
That's what I was going to say, local news.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I was going to say a candy, in particular Smarties. Because I know Brett's not a fan.
I hate Smarties.
he's taking that worst. Average even
I love
more.
Smarties.
Why? It tastes like chalk. That's the
okay. Give it to me.
Okay, people are just like stealing my answers. So I think I'm gonna say
Smarties and local news were your answers.
Well, it was just local news. That's all I had in my back pocket.
You
should have
known that would have been my answer.
Kevin was much closer than Hannah. I'll give you a hint since everyone stole your answers.
I'm gonna say real meat. Like, more people are becoming vegetarians or eating whatever that fake stuff is.
You were really, really close, AB.
Really?
Yeah, with your off-the-cuff answer, 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. It is something you eat. The fake meat thing, maybe you think they're less consuming or consuming less meat?
Less real meat.
Less real meat? Not that, but maybe in a direction like that. Find out what the answer is next.
Mega Minds.
All right, give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Over the past 20 years, we've consumed 25% less of...
You said it was really close to AB's answer,
yeah,
right?
So it was really close to AB.
And I said people are consuming less real meat.
It's in that same lane. It's because people are
being vegetarians or eating whatever the fake meat is.
It's actually drinking something.
Soda?
Less
beer?
Milk.
Oh.
What?
Consumed less milk.
How is that close?
Really?
Yeah, because people do almond milk, cashew milk. Yeah. And they don't want it from animals, so they're drinking an alternative than meat or milk.
They don't
like it. So yeah, almond milk, cashew milk on the rise. Regular milk on the decline, 25% less of it in the past 20 years. AB has got her own version of fantasy football. We'll do that next on the Brett Mega Show. AB has sworn against fantasy football. She would never, ever do fantasy football. So she's not.
What?
It is the Brett Mega Show. It is her version of fantasy football. And if you could think of anything AB would do fantasy football style, what would it be, guys?
Musicals.
Something with music. Something with dancing.
Dancing with the Stars? With the Stars.
She has a Dancing with the Stars fantasy football league.
Wow. Why didn't you ask me to join?
It was very last minute.
Okay, so explain how your Dancing with the Stars fantasy league works.
So before my friends and I watched the first episode together, we put all of our names in a bowl. And then, you know, we took a name out of the bowl and we were like, okay, you get to pick the first couple. And so we went down the line and we got to choose who's on our quote unquote team. And if you watch Dancing with the Stars, every single week they get a score. And so we'll be adding up the scores of our couples every week to see who wins.
Is this like a pooled money situation?
Yeah.
There's no money on the line at the moment. We have no punishment or no reward right now.
Can you
gotta
come
make that up?
So we are open to ideas.
Okay, two things. One, first question I had was, so is it just cumulative? Like, Hannah's in fantasy football now, so you know fantasy football lingo, right, Hannah?
Oh yeah.
So,
commissioner.
Yep. It is a term. You go against somebody every week. There's a weekly score. Does yours add up throughout the whole time, or is it week by week, or is
adding
it
up the whole time?
Whole time. Okay. So
yes.
So the farther they go, the more money.
If you guaranteed, put money into
if you have
it.
The yes. winner, you're guaranteed to win because you're just going to keep collecting points that other people weren't most likely.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, the winner depends on people's votes and the judges' scores. So. It could, I don't know, we'll see. Hopefully my people don't get out soon.
You guys need to get, who's on your team?
I have a really bad team.
Uh-oh.
I did not get really anyone I wanted. The top person, I have Dylan Efron.
He's going to win it. He is on my team. That's I predict he's going to win it.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty confident in him.
He's going to win. It's over. Who cares?
My friend Molly has Whitney.
That's who I think
That's who I wanted. That was like my number one pick, and then she got pulled first, so.
I think Dylan Efron's going to win. So you got the winning pick. Can I suggest a punishment?
Yeah.
That person comes in as an intern on the Brett Mega Show. They have to go get us coffee, get us donuts.
Oh, I like that.
You know, I'm down for that.
Print out our papers. Make,
you know these people have real jobs, right, Brett?
Oh.
I mean, they can't take a... They should call in sick for their real job, and then they can come work.
You're right.
You said that you can use a sick day for whatever you want. They can use a sick day to be an intern on the Brett Mega Show.
So if I lose, I'm just going to have to be my own intern?
Yeah, so we could think of some things we need to get done around here.
I would love for you to leave the show and go get me Chick-fil-A.
We should talk about this. I actually don't want Dylan Efron to win. I just want AB to get some Chick-fil-A.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.